little bit about communion. You know, when Jesus sat down with his disciples at the Last Supper, he said, and if we could have some ushers, we'll go ahead and pass out those elements, and we'll just do communion first, okay? And anyway, when he sat down with his disciples, he took the bread and he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And he took the cup with the wine, and he said, "This is my blood, which is shed for you." He said, "Do it in remembrance of me." And, you know, we only do communion around here a couple of times a year, but you know, part of it is when you're doing this, you're doing it in remembrance of him. And even that word remembrance is a good word, because it's remembering. You know, it's putting something back where it belongs when you remember something. And that's what we do with Christ. We need to remember what he did for us, and that he paid the ultimate price for us, and that we've been set free into the glorious liberty of being the children of God. And like it says in the Gospel of John. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to take communion first. And, you know, we'll do a little praise and worship when Frankie gets here. And if he doesn't get here in a little bit, we'll just go ahead and share the word first, you know, and we'll do some praise and worship later, okay? It doesn't have to be no certain order. Praise God. Praise the Lord. But even as you take the elements and you just close your eyes and just meditate on the Lord as you take them, and just know that this is just a type and a shadow, but I believe that God can do some miraculous things even as you take these elements. You know, if you need a healing, he can heal you. If you need an answer to something, he can give you the answer, whatever it is. But I just want you to know that we don't take the limitations off of God, you know. And when they pass them all around, we'll go ahead and we'll take that. And then we'll get into the word a little bit if Frankie isn't here by then. Please? Yeah, we'll do the offering too, but there's our young men that usually do the offering. They're passing that around right now. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Please? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, praise God. Does anybody got a testimony they want to share this morning? Clyde?
Yeah, you know, it's a good day.
Amen.
Any day you can stand up, walk, and breathe deep is a good day.
Amen.
Any day that you can see other people is a good day.
Amen. Right, amen.
And without that, we would not have hope.
That's
so
right.
Let us realize one thing. Let us live in that present tense hope that he is, and he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Mm-hmm.
And God does all things well.
Amen.
He's on the throne, nothing gets by him, and I'm for him.
Amen, amen. You want to do the offering, Mark? Sure.
don't take communion if you haven't made a confession of faith, for that is a blaspheme in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I just stood there going, oh, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. I better not do this. You know? Okay? Now, of course, it didn't make any sense at all, right? Mm-hmm. You know? And especially now, it don't make any sense. But, you know, there was several churches that I visited that had the same type of mentality. Mm-hmm. And they were just totally unaware, completely unaware of the fact that the sacrifice of Christ, his blood, justified all.
That's right.
And they just couldn't put that together. Scripturally, they were just caught in some realm of misunderstanding of something that was taught to them. And, you know, I was really excited when I came to understand that the sacrifice is strong enough, that it's not about all these things that we feel like we need to do to justify ourselves in front of Christ. Who is your advocate in heaven?
That's right.
Justifying you there. Right. And you just, when you come to grips with that, you understand what Easter really means.
Right.
And this season, what it really says.
Right.
That all people who have ever walked the face of the earth are 100% forgiven. They probably just don't know it, or they've never been told. Amen.
Amen.
You know, there's a lot of things in this life that we learn from reading on a piece of paper.
But that's not really when you learn it.
Right.
When you grab a hold of it in here, up here, that's when you've learned it. You know, you can read it 100 times. How many times have you read a scripture that you've read 100 times and it speaks to you in that moment that you need it to speak to you?
That's right.
And it speaks to you in a way that it never did every other time you read it.
Amen.
It was true every other time you read it. It was true every time you ever heard it. But when you read it, that moment that it hit the exact spot in you that you needed, it was different.
That's right.
And, you know, as a little kid, we hear about Easter. You know, you really are thinking about a lot of candy usually when you're a little kid. Uh-huh. But you hear about Easter and you don't really understand it until you get a little older and you get a little closer to God, and then you start to understand what it's really about.
That's right.
And how special it really is. So, yeah.
I listened to Mark Lowry a lot. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he's not me.
That's right. He's not mad at you.
Anybody else? Julie?
Yes, I've got 2 praise reports. So Tyler's in Turkey. It's been a great fit. He's actually really, really happy. He calls us like every day.
Good.
He just called me.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's great. That's great. That's great.
And we, you know, we thank God that he has prepared a way before Tyler got everywhere that he's gone.
That's right. Amen.
And, you know, he really does that for every one of
us. Yes, he does.
If we're smart enough to see it. But, you know, that's great that he's enjoying himself.
Yeah.
And we'll believe that his spirit will be fed, and for your other son, you know, we pray that that God uses him, and that he gets to know God, whether mm-hmm. he knows him at all or not now, that he gets to know him.
Mm-hmm.
Because our law system could surely use some godly wisdom in it.
Yes.
Anybody else got any prayer requests? Might as well do that now.
Yeah, go ahead. That's fine.
Sure.
Lil.
Yeah.
He's had a surgery, still in the hospital, and waiting on biopsy of his liver. So he's been there all week. And I'd like y'all to pray for my son David here. He's going to start radiation. His numbers have gone up, and so it's going to be a rigorous 8 weeks. And he would like everyone's prayers.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think you need to just pray for my nephew Chuck, who's got the nasal cancer, and apparently I guess he's clear of the cancer, but I guess he's got an infection. So just continue to pray for him.
Okay.
Kurt's been sending those emails.
Right.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
God is good.
Susie?
I heard this week that Matthew Covert had a triple bypass.
Oh. Is he doing all right?
Anybody else? Yes.
I see the physician who did the knee replacement for me in January. I see him Wednesday, and I suspect there will be some intervention. And so I'm not being able to say. Pray that I can manage whatever happens.
God's right there with you, for sure.
Amen.
Anybody else? No? Okay. Do you want to pray for David?
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
All right, we're going to come pray for you, David, in a minute, if that's all right.
Yeah, we're going to pray for David. I was going to do that when I got up there.
So, Lord, we thank you for this day.
Yes, amen.
This day is such a great day. We thank you for what you did for each one of us. We thank you that we can come to you and that we can bring our cares and concerns to you and that we can lean on you. Because there's no one in this world I can lean on like you, Lord. And I'm so thankful for that.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just ask you to have your way in every one of these situations. We thank you where you've already done a work and a work that we couldn't even imagine a lot of times, Lord. And we just thank you for that. And Lord, we're going to trust you in the situations that have been mentioned here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to expect to hear testimonies of what you've done.
Praise God.
And Lord, we just thank you for a chance to gather together as a group and to worship you. And we just thank you for all your love and your mercy.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and take the offering, and we'll pray for David.
So, Lord, bless this offering. We thank you for a chance to give back to you. Everything we have comes from you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, Rich, don't go away yet. Don't go away yet. We're going to pray for David.
Yeah, I
know. Yeah. Praise the Lord. You know, I was talking to David before the service started, and you know, we were talking about that scripture. If there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders. Let them pray the prayer of faith, and God will raise them up. Now, I can't raise anybody up, and you can't raise anybody up, but God can, and he does. And we're going to honor that scripture. And David, if you'll come up, we'll pray for you. Anybody that wants to come up and pray for David, feel free. And I'd like for all the elders to come down and pray for him. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory to God. We just lift and magnify you, Jesus. We just ask you, Father, that by your Holy Spirit, you said, ask anything in my name and it'll be done. And you gave us an edict about going out and healing the sick and raising the dead and doing all those things, you know, Father. And I think the day's coming where that's going to start happening more and more and more. And sometimes raising the dead is not raising somebody that's dead, but it's raising somebody that's dead in a chair or dead at home on the couch watching TV that don't know you, because those that don't know you, they don't know life. And Father, in Jesus' name right now, we pray for David, Father. And I just ask you, Father, put your hand where you need prayer for, right where you need it. Father, in Jesus' name, we bring David before you. We ask that you would touch his innermost being, Father, and that you would just bring healing, and that, Father, when he goes and they check his numbers again, that the numbers would be normal, not because of anything that we've done, but because of who you are and what you did on Calvary, Father. And you said healing was the children's bread, and right now we ask you to dispense your bread to David. You love David because you even when you named him, Father, as David, David means beloved. And Father, you love this man, and you have a great, great calling on his life, and he hasn't totally fulfilled that calling yet, but it's not anything that you won't unfold and show him. And Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I ask that you touch his innermost being there, and that, Father, you just bring healing to him, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we just lift you, Father, and we know that you are the healer, Jesus. And in your precious name we pray, and we thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Anybody got a word for him or anything? You can pray over him. You got anything, Clyde?
I would say unto thee, my son, receive ye the Holy Spirit in the fullness that I have given it to thee. From the head to the sole of thy feet, every cell of your body, I speak a new life, a new adventure for you, saith the Lord, that you would know that you know that you know. It is I that sitteth on the throne that has healed thee, saith the Lord. And it's by my blood and by my stripes, saith the Lord, that thou art healed.
Yes.
So expect to hear different numbers. Don't be surprised when they say, what's this? You can actually tell them the Lord had done it. Because I stood in his presence, and they prayed over me.
Yes.
Who prayed, saith the Lord? It is I that sitteth on the throne that has healed thee, saith the Lord.
Praise God.
No man has touched thee, but my spirit has.
Yes, amen. Praise God.
David, I encourage you to press in closer to God than you've ever been before.
Yes.
Every second of the situation as you're going through it, he's right there with you. Just continue to praise him, look to him, and he'll be there to comfort and strengthen and encourage you every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So just be encouraged.
Praise God.
Thank you, man.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
David, the very power and authority that's above everything resides in you.
Amen.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes.
You have hope to see every day through, and you have power and authority that the Lord living in you can burst forth and bring about healing.
Mm-hmm.
He can bring about anything that is going to bring you closer to him.
Yes.
And he sees the cry of your heart right now.
Yes.
And he sees that desire to know him more and more and more, and he's going to fulfill it.
Praise God.
And continue going inside. He's not on a planet far off. He's here. He's
Amen.
Right here in you.
Yes.
So let that burst forth from within you to bring about that healing.
Praise
that
God.
Right
Praise
now.
The Lord.
I believe that. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray for you again. Okay. For surely, my son, I would say unto you this day, I'm going to do a new thing in you. I'm going to begin to stir you. I'm going to stir you like you've never been stirred before. And I'm going to bring the Christ within up to the surface. It's going to come up in such strength, without judgment, without any doubt. You're going to begin to know that you know that you know that I'm in you, and that I'm moving, and that I'm going to do a mighty thing in you. I've called you for a special purpose, saith the Lord, and I'm going to reveal even my purposes to you. I'm going to let you know what I want you to do. And I expect you to be obedient to the things that I tell you to do, because as you're obedient, my glory will be seen in you, and it will be transferred from you into other people, because you'll set other people free as you move and flow in me, says the Lord. And I'm going to say unto you, my son, this day I'm going to do a new thing. I'm going to do a brand new thing in you, and it's going to spring forth. And it's going to be a mighty thing. If you'll just trust me, if you'll just accept me, if you'll just honor me and know that I it's me that does this, saith the Lord. It's not somebody else, but it's me. And I'm going to cause you to begin to have a new walk even in your life, a new mercy. I'm going to cause mercy to begin to flood over you and begin to flood up out of you. And in times past, when you've been critical of other people, that criticism is going to go. And there's not going to be criticism. There's going to be glory, and there's going to be mercy, and there's going to be grace extended to everyone you know. Because as you begin to extend my grace and my mercy, my grace and my mercy shall be extended to you. And it shall flow like a river, saith the Lord. For surely I have a call for you, my son, and I'm going to begin to bring it forth. And I just say, trust me and move and flow with me. As many as are led by my Spirit, these are the sons of God,
yes,
even as my word declares. And surely I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. I called you before you were in your mother's womb. And you felt that call before, but don't follow after men. Follow after me, saith the Lord. For as you look unto me, I'll begin to teach you. I'll begin to open up things to you and show you the things I want you to do. And I'll begin to open my word to you like it's never been opened before. And you'll begin to see me in the Word all the time. I'll open it in such a way that it'll be like a flood, like a river flooding up inside of you. For surely I do love you, and I have called you, and I named you David. Your mother didn't name you that. I did. Because David, you're my beloved, and I love you with a special love. Praise God. Yes.
I would say unto thee, my son, the battle is the Lord's. And the only part he wants you to have in the battle is to surrender.
Yeah.
Because as you surrender, you shall have peace that flows like a river, saith the Lord. It shall be calm, and you shall sit in situations where they're worried or they're having threats and they're having troubles. But I would say unto thee, the peace that lives within you shall speak peace to that, and peace shall come upon it and shall claim that which it has purchased already. From the foundations of this earth, saith the Lord, you shall know. Surrender to me, and you shall see surrender in others, saith the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise God. Brian, I want to pray for you before everybody goes. Give me your hand here, man. Praise God. For surely, my son, I would say unto you that I've even begun to put thoughts in your mind when you're praying for other people, and you don't always speak them out, but I'm going to tell you, start speaking them out. Because I'm going to place a prophetic anointing upon you, and you're going to begin to prophesy to people. Hold not back, because it's me putting those thoughts in your mind. It's not you, and it's me, saith the Lord. And the spirit of a prophet is subject to the prophet.
Yes.
And I would say unto you, if you don't open your mouth and speak it forth, it won't come forth. But you're cheating the body of Christ if you don't do that. If I speak to you in your mind and begin to speak things to you, then you need to begin to speak them out, saith the Lord, because I'm going to place a prophetic mantle, a prophetic anointing upon you, and I desire for you to begin to move and to flow with me. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. When you feel something for somebody, don't hold it back. Give it to them.
That's what I'm going to do, okay? Quench not the spirit of the Lord, saith the Lord, but allow me to speak through you to others, and don't worry in between your ears thinking, what shall they think? I'll tell you what they'll know, even in the presence of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praying God has placed a tender heart inside of you.
Yes.
You have a heart to serve people. You have a heart for people. And not only is he going to open up more opportunities for you to share, he's going to give you a strong spirit of discernment to know when and where to share.
Yep.
And he'll give you the words. You don't even have to worry about it. The words will come in due time. When you need them, they're there.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, everybody.
Praise you. God bless you. Well, praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord.